As we've been reporting this morning, Democrats won control of the House of Representatives in yesterday's election.
The Democrats intend to lead the most honest, most open, and most ethical Congress in history.
That's the soon-to-be first female Speaker of the House in American history, Nancy Pelosi. Her pledge to lead an honest and ethical party was a response to corruption charges that plagued the Republican Congress.
Now, corruption proved to be a key issue in this election, at least according to yesterday's exit polls. That included a seat that was targeted in Florida, the one held by disgraced former GOP Congressman Mark Foley. It went to the Democrats. The Democratic Party only needed 15 new seats to win back the majority for the first time in a dozen years. And so far, according to NPR's projections, they have netted 28, and some races are still undecided. In the U.S. Senate, Democrats took seats away from Republicans in Ohio, Rhode Island, Missouri, and Pennsylvania. Races in Virginia and Montana are still considered too close to call, and in fact, we've heard from Montana that people have gone to bed there. They're not expecting final results for quite some hours now. Democrats would need to win both of those seats in order to get a majority in the Senate. If they just won one, it would be a 50-50 situation, and Vice President Dick Cheney would give Republicans the deciding vote. We should mention also the Democrats were winners in the state houses. There are six new Democratic governors for a total now of 28. And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.